JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlights of the government's achievements during 2016.
Improving safety and security was paramount for the Ministry of National Security in the year that was. Stay with us as we take you back to the year 2016. The government acquired equipment and vehicles aimed at increasing operational efficiency. Among the equipment is a state-of-the-art scanning electron microscope delivered to boost the analytical capability of the state-run Institute of Forensic Science and Legal Medicine. The microscope enables the laboratory to better analyze trace evidence collected by the police from crime scenes. Cheaper vehicles were procured to boost the mobility of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF. 10 of the 200 pre-owned vehicles which the JCF received were deployed to St. James. Improving police and citizen relationship and effective policing was also high on the ministry's agenda for 2016. Through a collaborative effort between the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, and the United States Embassy, 120 body cameras were deployed in 6 police divisions across Kingston and St. Andrew.
Building trust between the police and the citizens they serve is of critical importance. Without this trust, policing would be ineffective, and the drive to build a safer Jamaica would be doomed to fail.
National Security Minister Robert Montague. The JCF also received 3,500 less lethal weapon kits from the U.S. government, including batons, handcuffs, utility belts, and pepper sprays. The National Security Minister said the police is expected to receive an additional 3,500 kits, bringing the total to 7,000. The Ministry of National Security, in strengthening bilateral relations and boosting crime-fighting efforts, said the independence of national security in Jamaica would not be compromised as a result of announced plans for the establishment of a Federal Bureau of Investigations FBI office in Jamaica. The office will be located at the Embassy of the United States of America in Ligonie, Kingston. Officers from the agency will help to train local personnel in a bid to improve the capabilities of the security forces. Jamaica was upgraded to Tier 2 from the Tier 2 watch list in the United States U.S. Department of State 2016 TIP report as a result of significant efforts that were made in the fight against human trafficking. A Tier 2 ranking means that the country is making important strides in tackling human trafficking and is well on the way to full compliance with international trafficking laws and standards. The U.S. State Department credited Jamaica for securing 2 convictions, the prosecution of 9 trafficking cases against 14 alleged traffickers, and the development of a national action plan for 2015 to 2018. Other efforts included the development and implementation of 2 new victim protection protocols, 52 reports of suspected child trafficking cases, the rescue of 4 confirmed trafficking victims, and increased funding to victim services. State Minister for National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., announced that policy initiatives would be implemented to boost the modernization thrust for the Department of Correctional Services, DCS.
And so we have already had discussions to see how we will best allocate the resources that we have, and more importantly, how we are going to be able to reach out, to extend into our society, and to let persons within the private sector who are willing and who have been calling and who want to partner in this mission be able to facilitate the reformation of our facilities.
And former Chief of Defense Staff Major General Anthony Anderson was appointed National Security Advisor, NSA, to support and coordinate Jamaica's national security superstructure. Major General Anderson's responsibilities include advising the Prime Minister and the Minister of National Security through the National Security Council, NSC, on matters of internal and external security affairs. As the Ministry of National Security looks to 2017, it will continue its mission to improve citizen security and public safety.
The Year in Review.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.